You know, in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 3, the word of God says, and you, he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which once you walked according to the course of this world. How many of you were good from the very beginning? None, right? Because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The word of God says, we were dead in trespasses and sins, in which we once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. Who is that? Who is the prince of the power of the air? Satan is the prince of the power of the air. All of us, the whole world, all human beings were walking where? Some of them are still, some are not anymore, but they're walking on the course according to the prince of the power of the air. The spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. So who works in the sons of disobedience? Who? Satan does. Who works? What spirit is that that works in the people who are disobedient? What spirit is that? Holy Spirit? Is that Holy Spirit? No, it's the spirit of Satan. So either we are led by the Spirit of God, by the Holy Spirit, or we are led by the spirit of Satan. What he says here in his words, that once upon a time, we walk in this kind of spirit, according to the prince in the power of the air, the sons of disobedience. Verse 3, he says, among whom also we all, Paul was not trying to seclude himself. He says, we all were like this, among whom we all once conducted, once upon a time. This is the way we were. In the lust of the flesh, strong desire, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath. Whoa. You know what that means, right? By nature, children of wrath. We are here from all over the world. We are here from many nations. We have a nature. We are people of different races, different colors, different culture. And we're all coming together to learn one culture, and that's the Jesus culture. Amen? The Jesus culture. You are by nature this, I'm by nature that. If you see a dog by nature, that dog is a dog. Whatever we do, that dog is a dog. Maybe different kinds of dog. But what's the nature? Dog. By whatever training we do, we can't expect that dog to become a cat one day. Because his nature is a dog. Are you with me, people of God? You'd be surprised if your cat in the house starts barking. It changes the nature. I was a sinner. Sinning is a natural thing for me to do. I never feel guilty of sinning. I never feel guilty of thinking wrong. I never felt it was a normal thing. I never have a conviction, the conviction that I'm doing what is wrong, I'm sinning, I'm thinking what is wrong, I'm planning what is wrong. I never had that. Because my nature, I was a child of wrath. We were all by nature children of wrath. That nature must change. That nature must change. And until that nature is changed, you're not going to heaven. You can go to church, but not to heaven. You can attend many churches, but not heaven. You can enter the gates of the city of Pittsburgh, but not the gates of the city of God. Are you with me, people of God? Because the nature, our nature, must change from the children of wrath nature to a child of God, children of God. And that can only change through Jesus Christ. By believing in Him, by having faith in Him, by trusting in Him all of our lives.